Democratic leaders and peers say the expansion of Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act is among their top priorities this session. Senate Minority Leader Jason Furyk says there is both a moral imperative and huge economic benefits for expanding federal health coverage to those in need.
If it's going to be $272 million of federal investment in our state in 1 year for a million or million and a half investment from a state perspective, that's a pretty easy choice.
It's not as simple of a choice for Republican leaders, but House Majority Leader David Lust says he's willing to listen because there are very compelling arguments. Lust says he understands the moral imperative and the economic argument in favor of Medicaid expansion. At the same time, Lust also understands the concerns expressed by some.
Is it prudent fiscally to expand, recognizing the fiscal condition of the federal government and their ability to uphold their promises of funding? That's got to be a very legitimate concern.
For his part, Governor Dennis Dugard says he's not opposed to expansion, but he says it's prudent to wait and see if the federal government can keep its promises. Republican leaders add that they are willing to talk about a compromise that targets certain people in need, but they say such a plan may require a waiver from the federal government. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Charles Michael Ray in Rapid City.